Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and then again in the evening when you go to bed. This is an excellent way to stay healthy and keep the stress down in our lives. And each week we explore the world of meditation, and I'm trying to give each of us reasons to meditate, because if we have reasons to meditate, we will meditate. In this week's episode, I want to explore the financial benefits of meditating. And yes, you heard me right, the financial benefits of meditating. Since so many people are motivated by money, I thought I should give a podcast about how meditation can make us money. And there's two ways to make money. One is to make it, but the second way is to save what we make and not spend it. For example, if we're needing to buy a car, and the exact same car costs $1,000 less, or 1,000 euros, yen, wherever you live, less, we've saved $1,000 by not buying that car at the more expensive dealership. That's money we've just made, $1,000, yen, or euros. So how in the world does this relate to meditation? There's actually two ways. One is if we get sick, we have to go to the doctor, and that costs us money. Now, some of us may be arguing, well, where I live, there are no costs to go to the doctor. It's free. But someone is paying for us to be there. And if lots and lots of us go to the doctor, our premiums go up, or our taxes go up to pay for that free medical care. So it's really not free. And the best way we can keep our costs down and help everyone around us is by not having to go to the doctor and staying healthy. Plus, here in the United States, for many people, there's what's called a copayment. It may be where you live too. But if you go to the doctor and you have a surgery, you may have to shell out thousands of dollars to pay for that surgery. In the past, it may have been free, but not anymore for many of us. So staying healthy saves us lots of money. Next, if we don't get sick, guess what? We can keep going to work and we don't miss work. And if we don't miss work, we make more money. Now you may say, but Dr. Puff, I work for a company and they pay me to be sick. If I'm sick, I get paid. But again, companies are moving more towards, yes, you can take the sick leave, but we'll pay you to be healthy. Or even if they're not paying you, ultimately, if people take time off, it comes out of everyone's paycheck. And the more people miss, ultimately, we all pay for that. So staying healthy, particularly if you work for yourself, has lots and lots of benefits. It puts more money into our pockets. So what the heck does this have to do with meditation? If you're a regular listener to this podcast, you'll know, and yes, it still holds true, that in the past 25 years that I've worked, I've only missed one day of work because of illness. I got food poisoning once, and I decided to stay home. I didn't feel very good. Now, every time I share that story, I think, I wonder if next week I'm going to get really sick. But I keep sharing it, and I keep staying healthy. So it's a continuing track record. It may break someday, but it's a good record. And I believe it's been greatly helped because of my meditation. And that's where meditation can make us money. If we stay healthy, we then don't have to go to the doctor, and we don't miss work. And that's a good thing for all of us, even our own pocketbooks. But how does meditation help us to stay healthy? It's actually very simple. Stress causes us lots and lots of medical problems. When we're stressed, it wears on our body, and that wearing causes us illnesses and sicknesses. Not every illness and sickness is caused by stress, but a vast majority of them are. It's a lot like this. We're like cars. Some of us are Toyotas, and some of us are Fords. In scientific terms, that's our DNA, our genetic composition. We're made a certain way. And there really isn't much we can do about that. However, let's say you're a Toyota, and everywhere you go, you floor it, you turn corners super fast, you slam on your brakes, you don't change the oil, and you just don't take very good care of your car. Now, if you own that Toyota, perhaps this heavy wear and tear causes the transmission to go out. But if you own a Ford, that same type of driving makes you have to replace the tires every 5,000 miles. It can really vary depending on the makeup of the car. And we're like that. We have genetic predispositions to, in a sense, wear out. When we're under a lot of stress, we wear out faster. I mean, ultimately, we're all going to get old and wear out. But it can be a lot more graceful, lasts a lot longer if we take care of ourselves. Again, for example, I had a Toyota 4Runner. Great vehicle. I had it for 14 years. I had 274,000 miles on it when I sold it. And my niece is still driving it to this day. Great car. I took super good care of it. I drove it like a grandpa everywhere I went. And it lasted a long time. It was a great car because I took good care of it. Same thing happens with our bodies. If we take good care of our bodies, they last a long time. And yes, we can still get sick. But the tendency is to get a lot less sicker if we take care of ourselves. And meditation helps reduce the stress, particularly if we do it every day, once in the morning when we first get up, and again in the evening when we go to bed. It's a really great way to take care of ourselves and stay healthy. Meditation is like having a really good night's sleep every single night, because we get to relax our bodies, sleep well, we wake up refreshed. When we meditate regularly, the same thing happens. We can even have a stressful job and have to deal with very intense things. But if we meditate, we stay pretty healthy. It's just good for us. If you don't believe me, go back and listen to all the older podcasts or read my other books about meditation and articles about meditation and all the research that shows how incredible meditation is for us, particularly in keeping the stress at bay and keeping us healthy. But the biggest proof, as I often say, is in the pudding. When you meditate, you'll feel your body relax. Meditation is super relaxing. So if we start meditating twice a day, what we'll find is we're more relaxed throughout the day. Even if it's for a few minutes in the morning and only a few minutes at night, those little breaks are really good for us. I mean, it's a lot like working an 8-hour day. If you don't take breaks at the end of that day, we're going to be really exhausted. But having a few breaks through the day can make the day go pretty well. We can do it for a long time then. But if we don't get breaks, we get exhausted. And meditation is like taking that break, that really good break, and then we're ready to go again. Meditation is not only good for us personally in regards to money, it's good for corporations and countries monetarily. And again, I want to use myself as an example. Two of my uncles and my grandfather all were dead at my age because of heart disease. They didn't take very good care of themselves. They sure didn't meditate. And they were dead about the age I am right now. I turned 50 this last December. Happy birthday to me. One of my uncles, Uncle Willis, had, I believe, 3 heart attacks, with major surgeries involved in each one of them before he died. And can you imagine how much that cost? And if companies have to pay for that, which they do, or countries, which they do, it's very expensive. So it's beneficial for companies, insurance companies, companies themselves, and countries to get people to meditate. It's preventative. It's very, very good for everyone. It's good for our planet. Because medical expenses are expensive, very expensive. We all know that. And if we can stay healthy through meditation, that's one of them. There are many other things we can do, but meditation is a really good one. Then we can keep our country, our nations, our world's medical costs down. And that's a good thing for everybody. So we all benefit from taking good care of ourselves. And meditation is a great way to reduce the stress. And because we reduce the stress, we will keep our medical costs down and we'll be able to work well, and everyone wins. One of the things I strive to do is teach corporate and political leaders the benefits of meditating for the people that work for them or who pay their taxes. Because if they spend less money on medical expenses, and everyone works well and doesn't miss work as much, That makes a lot of money for those companies, and it saves countries a lot of money on medical expenses. So if you happen to be the president or leader of your country, or the CEO of your company, or if you're friends with him or her, give me a call or send me an email, and I'd love to discuss ways to teach your people or your company's employees how to meditate. It really is beneficial for everyone. Or if you just happen to be a listener to this podcast, keep meditating. It's good for us. We benefit from learning how to meditate. And life just goes better. Yeah, we're still going to get stress and we're still going to age, but it's sure nice to age gracefully like my old Toyota truck than it is to age quickly and keep ending up at the auto repair shop or prematurely ending up having to go to the trash heap. It's better to take care of ourselves, live a good full life, and live well. If you want to learn a lot more about meditation, you can go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. There are books, CDs, retreats, podcasts, other podcasts, blogs, a whole lot of things to learn about meditation. And I encourage you to go there and drop me a line too. My email address is drpuff@cox.net. That's drpuff@cox.net. Until next week, peace.